Okay, we are shiur number two on the Darche Shalom, the IDF's response to humanitarian aid to Nice, Turkey. Unfortunately, day by day we could add different countries. Let's give a brief review and then get to what I wanted to be some very interesting Torah. I know that not everybody was able to see all the Mar Makomos due to our toner problems, Rahman al-Islan. But if you listen carefully and attentively, I think you will be as wowed as I was when I saw these great Torahs on this topic. So first of all, just as a sense of review, those who were sleeping during the first year, we have the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach Aleph that said to us, Tana Rabbanan Mefarsim Ani Nachrim Ani Yisrael Mevakrim Cholim Nachri Im Choli Yisrael Bekor Meisei Nachrim Im Meisei Yisrael Mepnei Darche Shalom. And we spoke about a number of different chidushim based on the interpretation really of Rashi, but certainly the Rashba's interpretation that the word Im is purposeful. Question already? Yes.
Rashba,
so the question is that is the Rashba's idea that the word im is that you shouldn't do it, there's no heter, or is it like the Ran, Shekashem Shema'asek in Mesa Yisrael, Kach Ma'asekim Begoyim? That's what you should do. So, to answer your question very, very quickly, according to the Rashi, there seems to be a consistent Isser, which we know that's in the Torah, says, Lo Techanein. Right? You shouldn't give them Chia Bakarka. You shouldn't give them extra credence. There is an Isser to give a present to a non-Jew for no reason. It's not because we don't like non-Jews, it's because it seems to be gratiating their religion, saying, oh, they're great. It's actually to go ahead and say, wow, you know, whatever, LeBron James, he's my idol, he's the best, he's a great basketball player. Right? You're showing chen to something for no reason. If you're showing the chen, for example, to your postal worker because you know being nice to him will get you
better mail
or mail delivered, or you're nice to the chef, let's say the chef wasn't Jewish because you know he's going to get you extra food, so that's what we call a give and take relations, that's mutter. But to give him a present and he'll never see you again, that would be shear number one. We're not on shear number one now, we're on shear number two. The stomach, if it's not really Gnevas Das, you're just being nice because you know that's the way the world works, okay. I once had a situation a few years ago, mamish last year, I asked about this, about Chanina Bakarka, you know, about Los Chanein. So I was on one of this trip that I ran for the JWRP, and I was coming back. There was very, very, you know, it was treated very well. So I didn't remember if I needed to take a cab anywhere, you know. So fine, I was going from the Kotel, it's very far, I had to go to the Kotel to the King Solomon, you know, a solid 15-minute walk, I wasn't doing that. So the guy was really... really being nice, and he took me, and it got there so quickly. So you know, in Israel, the minhag is you don't tip, and I felt so good about it that the 20 shekel it cost me, I gave him 25 shekel, whatever it was, and he was, oh, thank you so much. And as he said thank you so much, I realized from his miftah that he was not a Jewish taxi cab driver. In fact, his name was Omar. So I wondered, is that chanina? Is that the Israel of Shchan? I'm never going to see him again. So I asked, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Sobolowski, whoever the rabbi asked, said, no, it's mutter, because again, there's also an inyan that it's going to do well for Jews in the future. That if you, by you being nice to them, you'll never see him again, but he'll say, oh, those Jewish people, they're always nice, and that can help other people out. That's also not an isser. Okay, so there are two shitas, and what I really wanted to do is understand the shitas, but in light of trying to understand the real chiddush over here, which was the Rambam. The Rambam we saw yesterday, those who have the sheets, you could look on at these Rambams, because these are integral Rambams. Mefarsim ani oved kochavim im ani Yisrael, mitnei darche shalom. The aim mamach biyado ani Yisrael. We help them together. What does it mean we help them together? So, we quoted the halacha vav in the Rambam of Odazar Yud to be very interesting. And this Rambam clearly seems to be talking about the Isser of Los Chanim. And it says, in Kain of Dvarim Amru, Ella, Bisman Shigilu Yisrael Lubain Obi Kochabin, Oshiyad Akum Tekifa Al Yisrael. Aval Bisman She Yisrael Tekifa Aleim Osir Lanu Lahanich Ovei Kachavim Beinenu. We can't give them chinuch of a karja. We can't do good things for them. Afilu Yoshev Yeshivas Arai or Ovei Mekalo. You can't do that. So the question is that what is the Rambam trying to get at here? On one hand, he keeps using the word im. And on the other hand, he also writes, as we pointed out, that it's a mitzvah, right? Remember, his lashon was a mitzvah tzivui, afilu akum, tzivui achachamim, right? As opposed to the Torah, we use the lashon of what? V'chein mutter. Very good. So he says tzivui, and he quotes two psukim. So on one hand, it seems that the Rambam says that there's a chiyuv to do this, but then the other Rambam says, well, you're not really supposed to do this under all circumstances. So we need to understand this, and that's really the point of today's shir. So let's start. So the sheet that you did have, or some you did have, was a beautiful machloikas, if you will, between Rav Chaim David Halevi, who was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. He wrote the famous Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Makor Chaim, which I always like to tell the story that when my son first, when we first moved to Eretz Yisrael, so when he had his first test on the I wanted to study with him, so he came and he says, "Abba, I have a test on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch." Okay, something I could study with you. So we're sitting and learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch together. He had like a fancy cover, but you know, I got my old Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I took it out. I said, "Okay, which halacha?" He said, "Okay, you know, Abba, whatever, Simon Chaf Beis." And he starts reading it to me. I'm like, "You have a different edition than I do." And I'm looking at it, and I can't figure out why we're not being able to learn together. And I realize, in Eretz Yisrael, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not the one that we know of as Rav Gansfried. Everybody uses Rav Chaim David Halevi, at least in the religious Zionist world. Chaim David Halevi was a very formidable posek, he wrote Chuvas as well. So, he has an article in Tchumim on this exact topic, on the topic of Darche Shalom. And he holds a whole arichas. I'm trying not to belabor the long arichas, but here you could find in Tchumim on in Chelek Tef, page 71. And he says the following, and he says, this is on the sheet, and he says, Kevan she'ein ha'glagoy nekar bizmaneinu din avodah zarah. So maybe we, that first of all, there's no avodah zarah over here anymore. They're not, especially if you're going to tell me that the Isser relied upon the fact that maybe the Isser was only because they were over the avodah zarah. It's not that we don't like goyim, we shouldn't give them presents. It's because their presence leads to them saying, you see, they recognize the fact that I believe in Buddha or whatever avodah zarah I believe in. But he says that doesn't exist, especially for the Arabs it doesn't exist. They believe in Hashem. A funny thing, there was an interview recently, they always do these interviews on like YouTube type of things, and they interviewed all these Arabs, and this guy, you know, to them doesn't look like he's Jewish, and he's interviewing them and he says, what do you think about the Jews? Right? And again, you know, you never know if he interviewed 100 people and these were only the 10 people that said what they said, but every single person said the Jews, they should die. They should die, the Jews, if I saw them I would stab them. Everyone said the same thing. And their reason why was the same thing, because they don't believe in Allah. So I was just laughing a little bit. It's like, Hashem, right? Allahu Akbar. We believe Allahu Akbar. Allah is Hashem. What? Right. Right. Inshallah. Inshallah. Right. Inshallah is talking about the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? So I used to deal a lot with Arabs. So I asked them to teach me their things. So they were dumbfounded when we would have a conversation, and they say, when you would say to a religious Arab, how are you doing? So he doesn't answer, say, Baruch Hashem, he says, Inshallah, with Hashem's help. So I would answer, Inshallah, he says, how are you, Mr. Daniel, how are you doing? I said, Inshallah, Alhamdulillah, right? Right? With Allah's help, right? Right, we say, Todah La'el, Todah La'Allah, Allah's Hashem. Okay, so there's different interpretation with it. Tachlis says Rav Chaim David Halevi, they're not avodah zarah anymore. Gam elu heter yad yisrael tekifa kimuvan hilchati v'maasi she'otan yamin lo haynu chayavim mishum panim linhog begoy bezmanenu kedin avodah zarah. Lachein b'chol machlo hayachas shebein yisrael lenachrim heim ba'aretz heim b'chutz la'aretz heim b'yachas hachevra kimedina ha'uchsa ha'goyim ubein b'yachas ha'yachid l'shkunato al chaver goy ein shum tzorch l'shmo al yachas elu ibnei darche shalom bilvad elo mishum hagdara hilchati ein hem yota begeder vodazara lachein
parnasatam, the kibre cholim, kibre mesim, nicham avelim. The od hakol la'asoysa mitoch chova inushit misoratit v'lo mishum darchesham.
He paskins, there's no darchesham. Why? He gives two major reasons, which is disputed quite well. We mentioned this in the last year. Dispute number one is what? Is that they're not avoided by Zohar anymore. But the real dispute here is that the Rambam's tkifa is a dream that the Rambam would only think of and is, you know, could have ever happened. And thousands of years later, it happened. And that dream is that we are, with the Ribbono Shel Olam's help, but we control our own destiny because we have our own army. And yes, you can tie it to me, well, you know, if there was a war, we would lose. If all the countries, Yad Hashem, we could win anything. If we believe the fact that Baruch Hashem, Jews can go somewhere today, that Rachman Otzlan, there's no Holocaust, there's a place where we could go. So that changed the whole rubric. And he says, you want to tell me that there is a chiyuv? It's not called Darch HaShalom anymore. Where Darch HaShalom literally means the ways of peace. We're not doing it because of peace. We're doing it because we're nice people. Ishkoyach. But Darch HaShalom was, you really shouldn't do it because they're avodi vodo zara. Right? Because it doesn't show the right thing. Right? Especially, you know, you go to certain, you know, ceremonies, that's, even though technically it's not in a church. And that's what he believes. And he says that if you want to go ahead and follow this, you can go ahead and do it, but don't think you're doing it because of Darch HaShalom. You're just going ahead and being a nice guy.
Doesn't the same problem arise with saying like that they're okay? Like, I know it's not a Buddha Zara, but
yeah.
Like, I'd say if we said, like there's always, it's like basically like we're saying it's okay with what Muslims are doing. Like, even though the whole religion is based on a lot of false things, even though they believe in the same God.
Right, there's a lot of false things. So the question is, are you also killed Chanina because of the fact that they're doing that? You're correct. You're correct in what you're saying, in that many are going to disagree with him, i.e., we'll get to in a moment, Harav Isser Yehudi Unterman, who was the former chief rabbi of Israel. But let me just summarize. This is a long Tchumim article, so let me just tell you one other point that he makes. He says that if a person wants to go ahead and do it, the same type of hate that would exist doesn't exist. And you have a heter nowadays. If you want to be a nice guy, be a nice guy. But there's no mitzvah anymore, because if you hold like the random Tzivoy idea, yeah, that Tzivoy idea was in a time where you had to do it, because if you didn't do it, don't say, well, in my specific town, I think they won't do anything if I don't help them. For the whole cloud, you got to always help. Doing a chesed is a chesed, but it's a heter to do a chesed. And it appears that his interpretation of the Rambam, as we'll see momentarily, one could say was skewed. And we'll see that in a beautiful piece in a moment. On the same daf, you have the very interesting article that was written by Rav Unterman. Rav Unterman wrote this as chief rabbi in a Torah journal called Morasha. I apologize. It's called What Do You Want Me to Do? And he says the following: Who lo ra'a b'darch Hashem drisha hachalab di'evet mi'achar she'ain tkifa ela ki yunukot kiyum mi'omek ha'iyun shel musar toran tenu hakadosha kechiyud musari.
This is a chiddush nifla ad moed.
Because says Rav Chaim David Halevi, says no, the Rambam's saying you have to do it now because you got to be smart. You got to do good politicians. Chaim David Halevi says, so I'm sorry, Rav Unterman, right, this is if you look here, this was the footnote within the article. It was pointed out to him by this professor in Hebrew University, Ravitsky. And he says, Rav Unterman's whole geschäft in believing this was one that a Jew has to act as a Baal Chesed no matter who the person is. Again, I'll repeat the line because it's so beautiful. It's a chiyuv. Why? Because that's who you are. That's who you developed. And that's why the Rambam writes, Tov Hashem Lakol, Darche Darche Noyim. Ein Melitza Ba'alma. It's not like Chaim Dovida says, well, if you want to, you can. Listen, you got a neighbor, and the neighbor's a nice guy, and he does nice things for you. So you do nice things for him, because like it's a neighborly thing to do. Says Rav Unterman, no. The Rambam uses the term V'racham HaVakol Ma'asav purposely. Why purposely? Because it's a chiyuv on a person to have rachmanis. It develops who you are. Eino melitza v'alma. Omnam amar Rabbeinu she'ei mishivasa arilachar. Right. And then he says like this. Boror b'bnei darche sholom she'udor she'eino min adin la'asoyso o afilu migod l'adin afa b'chein yesh la'asol b'nei darche sholom bilvad. He says it can't be. Lo nira lanias daiti emes la miso tfisahi. Lo nira sala Rav Unterman. He doesn't agree with it. This is Rav Chaim Dovida Levi now talking and saying, no, our parsim es anochri im on the Yisrael. It's only together with them because of this, and that's his raya. Rav Chaim Dovida Levi says, I don't understand what Rav Unterman says. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why is the word im used? Again, this goes back to our machlokes rishonim. So Rav Chaim Dovida Levi seems to be a fan of the Rashba, where the Rashba is saying, hey, you have an iser of a person lo sechani, you're not supposed to show them chain unless you have a reason for it. You should be able because they're going to help you, because it's going to get you something in the future. But because they're obed of a Sora, there's no inyan here. I comes Rav Chaim Dovida Levi with a razzle dazzle chiddush and says, well, it's different today because why? Because today the goyim are different because the goyim are in a rebbe zara and kivas Yisrael is not alive. So you want to do it, you can do it, but don't you dare tell me that it's a sefer yet. And Rav Unterman says, what are you talking about? That's the whole Rambam over here. He's a Ran Jew. He holds like the Ran. We learn to help people out. And that's why the Rambam says, the Rambam in his technical understanding of tekifa is explaining the bottom line idea of lo sechana in techina bakarka, but doesn't apply to a general idea of us having to be good to the Jewish people, to the Jewish people and the non-Jewish people equally, because that's who we are. And to concretize this idea, there is a gorgeous article that I found by Rav Shmuel Wurzberger. Rav Wurzberger was the Rav of Shari Tefillah. Shari Tefillah was a shul in the Five Towns. It is a shul that my father grew up in. And Rabbi Rachman was one of the original Rabbis. What? Shari Tefillah, you know Shari Tefillah? Are you serious?
Central?
Yeah. Now you heard of it. Even he heard of it.
Yeah.
We used to have a smaller machitza. That was a discussion.
That's when I used to get
up. So Wurzberger takes everything that we've learned, and I think so beautifully adds to it, and then gives a chiddush that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik. This can be found in a sefer called Kovod HaRav. It's funny, now that I think about it, I should have thanked him publicly. Rabbi Ron Yaish, who was here a few days ago, sat in one of our shurim. I shouldn't have thanked him now that I think about it, because it wasn't him. But in his garage, he found all these svarim kavod harav, and they were from the last person who lived there, Hillel Scheinfeld, I think. I think he had paid for it to be produced, and it was articles lezecha nishmas of the Rav. There's a few of these type of Torah things. So Rav Wurzberger wrote, and he says like this. First, he points out the Rambam, and the difficulty in the Rambam, as we pointed out. On one hand, he says that Sivoy, you should do a Barachim of a Kol Natsav. The only thing talking was Gilu Yisrael Miyadim Ben Ahamim to keep us Yisrael. So he says, I have to point out to you first what Rabbi Yosef Kapach, the famous interpreter of the Rambam, says, and he writes like this: Shehalacha zu noheget dafka im hagav im chelka mitoshvei tzaka. As an institution, and we'll see this a little bit later on, so you have to, because you have to show that we like everybody. If the Rambam cholek ben Yad Yisrael tekifa ben Yad goyim tekifa behilchos matnas aniyim or behilchos malachim. Here is a Rambam lo hizker et hachiluk hazeh ki ein hilchos avodah zara mashma sheve emes iko mitzvah leparnasa ani goyim afilu kishe Yad Yisrael tekiya ela mitzvah zu nidches beglal halav delo yoshua be'artzach. So what does it mean? He says, I don't understand. Im heter shel darchi shalom novoya. This is Rav Wurzburger speaking against Rav Kapach. Barach michashash eva lama matzah rabam lehavi tovah shel makol racham alakol ma'asav. He says that this is kilo it's a heter. First of all, he wrote the word sivoy. So he says, what's going on over here? So he says he thinks that Rav Unterman is the right answer. And Rav Unterman says, as we pointed out already, is Sheharambam Heviya Mukrach She Inyan Shell Tkanot Elu Eino No Gea Rakla Interest Atzmi Shell Am Yisrael. Bishakol Shano saying, because of Eva, I'm doing it because I have a personal interest to help the non Jews out. Adarabba da Adarabba. Lifi Shitas Harambam Bahem Bali De Bito Gorem Misorati. Right? There is a Musar idea, if you will, to do this. Because Ke'erech Achmi Yitzodi, just like the Rambam himself writes in Sof Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah Shekol HaTorah Nitna Lasos Shalom Ba'olam, not Shalom Ben Yehudim, Shalom Ba'olam. So where's Shalom Ba'olam means you got to be good to everybody, and it's for this reason he really doesn't understand Rav Chaim David Halevi's interpretation that we read before, that it's just a heter. And I'll just read you what he wrote, because I would never say something like this, but this is what he wrote. Umnam kinira harav levi lodie kiroi edlashon harambam. Sheharei harambam dorash es hatosefta mifarsim lo keheter ela kemitzvah. No saf. Tzricha la'ir al dvarav harav levi shei b'yamenu shagoyim enu vodav rezar. Those are the things that I pointed out. Ki adua Harambam hit naged afilu l'menuach mitzvah sichlis afi da'ati kol ha-mitzvah v'mitzvah tzricha mach mefurash b'torah. You don't just do mitzvahs because they're mitzvah sichlis. They make sense to us. It makes sense to be racham avah kol ma'asav. He says, no, there's an ikar point here, as Rav Unterman pointed out. This is who we are as Jews, to do darchei shalom all the time. Please, come on, guys. And then he writes, now that I put on the side Rav Chaim David Halevi's pshat, now I could show you why what Rav Unterman wrote is really kaftol v'farach. It's so beautiful. Kedai l'hazkir harambam behilchos malachim lefi shetzitet et apazak mevir b'gamara darche darche noyim. Wouldn't it have been enough for him just to write? The reason why he has to do this is darche darche noyim. You can't be an achrazi person. You can't be a disgusting person. But racham avah kol ma'asav is not needed over here. Darche darche noyim, what does it teach us? It teaches us a yisod that we have to be pleasant. And you can't tell me this is an isser to be nice to my goyish neighbor when he's my neighbor. Darche darche noyim. It wouldn't make any sense not to be nice. So he says, but why does the Rambam add Baracham of a Kol Masav? What does that have to do with anything? So he says, I'll tell you. He says, Shamati mi pi moi v'rabi ha-goyin maran yosef dov ha-levi salvechek zeichet al gubarach ha-shar. Rambam on purpose wanted to show the chashivus miuchedes le-pasak zeh be-inyon ha-temus le-darchei ha-sheh sh-arei besof hilchus avodim. The Rambam misayim dorah v'chob zimusayim sov shall Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzuvah lehidamot bahem who omer v'racham avah kol ma'asav.
To go in the ways of Hashem
is Hashem's ultimate goal for every single Jew. Toiv Hashem lakol and asher that we say every day, thrice a day, is v'racham avah kol ma'asav. Toiv Hashem lakol. I am good for every Toiv Hashem lakol. V'racham avah kol ma'asav. You are supposed to imitate me, says Rav Salvechik's famous piece. It's Hakmadeya. Gemara says, you want kapara on Rosh Hashanah? Afu rachum, af atah rachum. You want to be rachum, mechana, and erech hafayim to God. Right? So it's a funny statement almost. Right? Rachmanu l'slam, let's say this, not you. You have a guy, who somebody comes up to him and says, hey, listen, I'm really sorry. I was going into the parking lot and I scratched the car a bit. So, you know, whatever it costs, whatever. And all of a sudden, the guy blows up. What are you doing, you idiot? You don't know how to drive. I'm going crazy. You're going to pay. I don't care. I'm going to go to the most expensive place. Right? Good, you should go. This happens on Thursday. Saturday night is first night of sleep. And he's screaming out, Hashem, Hashem, Kerachem, Yechadun. You know, I know it wasn't perfect, I know it wasn't great, but please have Rachmanis on me. And then Hashem turns to him and says, seriously? Thursday, the guy came to you. You could have said to him, dude, these things happen all the time. I'll try to find the cheapest place, I'll bring it, I'll get it done. Just don't worry about it, whatever it is, it is. Instead, you start screaming at the guy. You start, we have to imitate the ways of Hashem, the Rachmanis of Kolmaso. That doesn't just apply to Jews. But Rambam was saying, it is who we are. It should be hard for us not to be. We are called Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. We're Satav Rachmanis. If we go back to our original discussion, according to this beautiful idea, it's not only a political response, a PR response for the army or for an individual Jew to say, you know, I got to go to Nice to help the people out. I got to go to Turkey. I got to go to Haiti. I got to go to Nepal. It bothers us. If there are Jews dying in the world, that should bother us too, because they're our brothers. But if non-Jews are dying in the world, it has to bother us as well. Besides the fact it's a sign from the Ribbono Shel Olam to do tshuva. We are Rachman ben Rachman. If it doesn't bother you, you have a problem. They tell over, Mordechai Gifter actually tells over, that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to be the one that fought for so many things. He was against the Vietnam War from a moral level. There was an incident in Africa happening in a place called Biafra. So Rav Gifter's line was, it's not that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was the only one fighting for the rights of the people in Biafra. It's the only one who, he's the only Rosh Yeshiva who actually heard of a place called Biafra. You got to be somebody that cares. So this should be second nature. If you have an army that's capable and is able to actually help, not just somebody that, you know, sometimes you have these Nabuch situations where I want to go help. Right? And what does helping mean? So you go to the place, you go, what happened? What happened? Tell me what happened. Anybody got a video? Show me a video. No, if you really think you can help, who cares who's there? That's what Rav Soloveitchik explains in this interpretation, and that's why Rav Unterman seems to be more correct, according to this Rav Wurzberger. Ulaor Mashanira Lufiya Rambam Shem Tikuno Darche Shalom Gisha Misorti Chayuvit Lo Rak Legabe B'nei Brit El Lekol Bria V'Bria. And then one can say, if you just wanted to end off, Avaladayin Tzricha Lechakor Hayim Lufiya Rambam Mekayin Mitzvot Staka Kishan Parnsim Ani Goyim Udilma Mitzvot Staka Naget El Ovirak Legabe Ani Yisrael. Tachlis Mitzvot Staka, does it apply to Jews or non-Jews? You want to tell me I have to be nice and give him stucca, but does it count as stucca? V'takana v'mihatakana lo mitam mitzvah stucca elu mitam mitzvah v'halachta v'dracha. You're right. If you give the March of Dimes, you give the National Cancer Society money, you have not been mekayim the mitzvah of v'racham avakomaz of stucca. But darcheh halachta b'dracha, to go according to the ways, it's not the actual technical mitzvah tzedakah. It's another mitzvah. Shehi b'fi Rambam is a mitzvah, again, not a mitzvah tzedakah, but of doing the right thing. And therefore, it becomes a chiyuv. He questions whether there's still a mitzvah tzedakah midrabanan. And then if the level then becomes higher, because you have a mitzvah midrabanan of staka, then a mitzvah of lahatla radach midaraisa, okay, fine. So, what we've seen so far is, I think, very, very beautiful. Because we see that there is a mitzvah, according to the Rambam, of helping out the non-Jewish nations, not just because of Eva, not just because of Tkifa Yisrael, they're gonna bother us, they're gonna hurt us, or because we'll get something out of it. It's a mitzvah from Mesorati of who we are as Jews, of developing the type of people that we should be. And as the Ran says, it should be something that's second nature. We saw yesterday the machlokes, the Shach and the Taz, based on the Ran or Rashba. And I think that this is not just a chiddush of Rav Unterman and Rav Soloveitchik, but I think that this is along the lines of how others go as well. The Chassam Sofer on Maseches Gittin, on Daf Samach Aleph, in our Gemara that we read yesterday, says the following: Ach kol zeh bitstaka domish anosin lagoy chasul Yisrael lo chashu darche shalom. In ein kan Yisrael ani imo abal biker chol v'kfura de ein machzor li Yisrael yadeza v'chashu darche shalom api mipnei atzmo v'lo matzino v'flik matznisan. So he says, he's actually explaining the Rambam, and he says, you want to tie it to me that giving staka, okay, I only have $100, okay, so I split it now 50-50 with Vinny and give the other to Yankel. Yankel has gotten 50 left out. So that's a physical claim that my mitzvah of staka is not perfected. But by all other things, by biker cholim, by kibre, by kvura, by all these things, nobody's losing anything here. It's my time I'm spending. So it can't be that that would be usher. And explaining this mitzvah versus not mitzvah, the Chassab Sofer says, and you're there, Kuf Yadalid, Yesh v'yesh. Abo v'vada yesh v'yesh, she'ein oisim lahatir rak la mitzvah, mishum diktiva mitzvah tztaka be'araisa, o efshar she'gam im nosein mirachmanus l'tztaka yishav lehem. Can't we show mitzvah v'yadayin, nechshav heitiv. Maybe it's not a mitzvah, but there's a rachmanus inyan here. Sherabba chokim lenochim megam below shalom malchus shari. There's still, and he writes, imkain degam kishemachalke menochim yeshlo tschar v'schutz kitzas. He writes, elikashachal Yisrael yeshlo schutz more, but you still get the schutz. So it's like what we just ended up by saying: this mitzvah of staka, maybe midrabanan, maybe there's still a mitzvah of staka that's not called staka anymore, but it's chesed. Of Darcher Darcher Noah, Be'alachta Bedracha, the ways of God is the ways. What, God only shows mercy to Jewish people? No. Two final questions that will, I hope, again, in my opinion, it sits most well with me to take this derech of the Rambam's Lashon is a Lashon of Tzivoy, because it's the way a person should act. And there are certain times where he has a problem acting that way, because it just doesn't make sense. There are certain times where we'll see this. We see this with Amalek. Next week's parsha with Moav. 2 weeks of parsha and Moav. Really, next week as well. In Pinchas. At the end of our parsha this week, they were so bad that there isn't any of Rachmanis, of not having Rachmanis. So much so. What if a right? A Moavi man wants to come and become Jewish. And he's the biggest tzaddik, the nicest guy. He says, what? I'm going to be punished for what happened, 100 years ago? So there are certain levels where the Rachmanis kind of leaves the wayside, and we say, there are certain things.
So Hashem did it. Hashem told us.
Yeah.
That if we don't accept the Moavi convert, then that is going to Hashem's ways.
That's all right.
Hashem is holding.
Correct, so correct. Hold. Correct. Except we always are concerned not to develop ourselves in a bad way. The example that I will give you is a very important example, and that's the example of the way that a person should act. It's a very interesting example. There was a shiloh like this that was asked. There was a person who was German. He himself, let's say, was a Nazi. They got liberated, he was arrested, and he admitted everything he did and felt horrible, and wanted to become a convert. He wanted to become Jewish. He said he wanted to do tshuva. So this was a whole shaila, Dan Bepoiskin, some beautiful articles on this topic. But one of the yesodos is, it doesn't sit with me well. If it's a grandson, you were such a Rasha. Can we accept that type of person into our... And part of the answer that's given is exactly what we're saying here today. When someone has such a predisposed deposition to, you know, or opposition towards doing what's good, because he followed the ways of killing and murder, so that person can't become part of our religion. When it comes to Moav, so it's something that was ingrained. Amalek, it's something ingrained inside of them. But here, the person himself is, I can't instill the type of Rachmanis that we have on you. I'm sorry, you can't be part of my religion. And there are certain cases where Rachmanis doesn't apply. But generally, this is a huge challenge. I have to say, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think it's even a bigger challenge in Eretz Yisrael. Because we are, when it comes to the goyim that we know of, generally are the Arabs, so it's hard for us to have rachmanis if that, you know, they become in some way, some of them, and we associate, well, this is like this, they're all like this, which I don't personally believe. And there's an inyum of rachma b'kol ma'asa. To go ahead into a, you know, we have a guy who's on the street, and he says, somebody in Nebuch stopped my wife once, very scary. My wife runs a lot. She was running, and an Arab is flagging her down. And he says, I need water. So, okay, that's Pekuach Nefesh. She's like, you have no idea what this guy wanted. There's normally no Arabs in Beit Shemesh, except workers, you never know. But in general, somebody needs help, you help them. I don't even hear what the vote would be against them. You're allowed to be cautious. And, you know, if a guy asks for a ride, and he's an Arab, say, well, you know, just like Israel racial profiles, I'm sorry. You know, but generally, v'racham avakol masa. And sometimes it's even difficult. Let's say upstate, where we are now. You come to camp, and you see that sometimes people react and say, "Oh, look who's here! Look who came to Walmart today! All the Jews." So now, do you have to be nice to that guy? Right? You see that the way that they're kind of acting, they're talking. You hear them talking to themselves. Oh, look who's here! Oh, I guess the summer started. Two last shilas. Rachem of Kol Masav. Emes LeYaakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Emes LeYaakov, was asked, can you give staka to non-Jewish causes? You get calls all the time. So he says, Nirash me'ikar adin mutar linadev l'stakot shel akom ha'oiskim b'tzachit tzibur kegon elu ha'oiskim b'refriya machala kedoma af mutar retain lehem yimaiser. Ella she'ein min haroy lasos kain, v'yesh lo la'adam lahader bekesef meiser shelo dafka litzarchet staka mamish. The Pnia Shmuel, this was her. To give staka, you should. The interpretation that we saw, maybe it's not part of the mitzvah of staka mamish, of meiser, but you should give staka. And it's mutter, v'rachma b'kol masav. Now, the amount that you have to give might not at all be commensurate with the amount you have to give for Jews. So for example, you know, when a stucker calls it, Shalom Aleichem, we're collecting for blah blah blah, and you say okay, $18, maybe you could do a little bit better, huh? When you for example, we once had a very minor fire in my house, and when the firemen came, it was like a fire in the microwave, and like the whole fire department came, they had nothing to do. So when they came, the first thing the firefighter said to me, I always will remember this, said, thank you very much for your support of the Firemen's Benevolent Association. Meaning, it appeared to me that before they left the firehouse, they looked on a list and saw that Hartz didn't give any money. And maybe that got them there quicker. So that is not the mitzvah of stucca, right? That's what we said before. That's like just being smart. But what did I give them every year? Like $10. But to them, that's hush. But stam, to go ahead, somebody's collecting... Again, you can go on to GuideStar and see, you know, some of the things that we call charities take more money for, you know, some of the number one names that you would think of. So they're not real tzedakas even according to the legal interpretations, because they take like 75% themselves. But the general is that a person should understand that there's an in. I feel bad. You see somebody in the street. I just saw yesterday when we were leaving the mall. So I saw somebody, Nebuch, who looked quite poor. Apparently the area that huge mall is not a good area. The mall itself is in a good area. I'm talking about the Destiny USA. And the car right in front of me pulled down his window and gave her a bottle of water. Beautiful sign of Rachmanis. Another question was asked in Tchumim, in what I quoted in Tchumim already. So in a footnote, the following question was asked. Very interesting. Rav Chaim Palagi was asked, Shachakar al mishi yesh goy soicher shalo. I'm in a partnership with a non-Jew. Behu chola. He got sick. And he's the brains behind the whole business. Right? He's the money guy, I'm the sales guy. And I'm in a big trouble now. Behu chola, verotza lead palulolav. Am I allowed to daven for him? Can I give staka? Can I pay a Talmid Chacham to learn for Chris ben Mary? Immutter alav. Beheshiv shemutter gamurhu. Beharbe. How can that be? And he brings a lot of svarus. Ubein heter. He quotes b'shem some sefer called Rov Dagan. Shem yishal kazot immutter li palal al goy katan. She yirape. It was the daughter of somebody that worked for him. Beheshiv tchile kedai. You've created great Kiddush Hashem. Imagine you go to your partner and you say, I'm doing everything I could on the spiritual level. I'm praying for him. I got a guy learning for him. And then and then the next day he's like, oh my God, you're not going to believe what happened. He's better now. It's called because of your guard. What can I do to your, you know? It's Kiddush Hashem. The kasuv is royal asaschein. The hosiv will have a yirayos mitzvei marana shulchan aruch. If there is even a chashash of it, will be mutter. And he tells the story adkan divrei. This Rav Dingon, and he ends by saying Rav Chaim Palagi, hiskim imo v'siper ma'isel bo atzmo sheid pal al goyim cholim v'nivrapu v'akidush Hashem atzum. So one could argue the same type of thing. For me, it's not about what I'll get out of it because he's my partner. It's that I actually feel for this person. There's a whole shiloh about saying a mishaberich for your father if your father's not Jewish, right? You're a ger. About sitting shiva. I have a feeling. I need to do something. And that's really what we wanted to develop in this series of Shirma Darchei Shalom. The original definition of Darchei Shalom is you're doing it because Darchei Noam, it's the right thing to do, but really there's much more to that. We need to develop within us a sense of compassion for all those that were created in the image of God, which is everyone. And therefore, we have to act in a different way, in a way that puts us above and beyond any other type of human race. And we are different, and we're always helping, it doesn't matter who they are. Jews or Gentiles. And that's the way that we should react.